Well, hello everybody, and welcome to this. This show is going to have a double name because, apart from the fact that I'm getting abused and neglected by the capital homo, by the way, which is, this isn't funny. I like how I'm sitting here going, this isn't funny. I'm laughing my ass off about this. The capital homo and I have been chatting away for practically a lot of the time today, since about 5 o'clock my time or something like that. So it's been rather funny if you ask me. So he has just changed his website, which is now located at www. I'm gonna tell you this exactly so that I don't make a fuck up, because I've been screwing up all day with things and I don't want to mess this up. This isn't even my website. So if you go to the www.capitalgayshow.com, that's CapitalGayShow.com, you can have a look at his site, go through all the funky new links and everything that he's put on there. And I'm telling you, if you don't like that site, well, then you must be ludicrous or something, because he's done a lot of work. You know, he's done loads on that. And there's also the forum section, to which I have registered, and I have put my own little bit on about the show, about his show, which I have told him to keep on rolling. Sorry, that's... I don't know why I find that funny. And, see, this is what I'm saying. This is why I think the show will probably have two names, because... This is him again. Hold on a second, he's asking me a question. Where did I get it from? Okay, one second, guys. Well, I pause you for one sec. Okay, bitches, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here. Sorry, I had to. The capital one was asking me something, and I had to go and hunt that down because it's only. I can't say it out loud because I didn't want to say it if it were wrong. So, anyway, I've taken quite a beating over my caffeine high episode, volume 1. This is probably about to become volume 2 of that because I am rather hyper. To the extent of, I'm just so that everybody can seriously understand as to why the Caffeine High show occurred, I'm going to tell you exactly why I was so... It's quite bouncing off the walls, as... But I will tell you what the Caffeine Homo called it. He says, I'm really hyper in the recent, most recent show, and the reason I was extremely hyper was because of 3 espressos, 4 cups of tea, 2 cappuccinos, and 1 dark roast coffee. So, there you go. Sorry about this, we're still chatting away here. As I say, I registered with the forum that he's created, put my own little... Sorry about this, guys, I'm gonna have to mute you again. One second. Okay, I'm back again. Okay. So, this is quite funny. I find it quite funny. But yeah, that's why I was so hyper that day, at that time, was because I'd had all that caffeine. And, it basically had nowhere to go, sort of thing. So, sorry about this. Okay. So, first of all, well, thank you very much, everybody. Sorry, I'm getting abused now because I'm doing another little show here. Okay, I am going to... Okay, Okay, sorry about that. I have no clue what the hell I was gonna say. That's why I ended up basically spouting off a whole lot of crap there. And I know for a lot of people that you're gonna turn around and say, well, that's quite usual for the queer lad. So hey ho. Today we had a very interesting conversation, and first of all, I'll tell you the website where you can get, where you could join in any of the conversation that we have. On the Q Potter website, which is www.qpotter.org, which is a queer cast community for gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. Well, it's not really just for gay, lesbian, and bisexual people, it's for all people who, you know, as long as you show tolerance to people. And basically, it's for everybody who is interested in podcasting or is a podcaster to get together, you know, and help each other out. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have seen about the recent situation about PureCast Media being shut down. We're all gathering together as quick as we can to help as many people as we can. So, yep, that's on there. That's it, qpotter.org. Yeah, it's www.qpodder.org. And in there's a chat room that you can enter. And I'm not kidding, it's quite funny. It is quite good. I mean, it's quite... I had a fun time tonight. I had a fun time. Considering earlier on my ex was here to surprise me and take me to lunch. Yay! How fun was that? You know, I swear, if we hadn't been in public, I would have so bit the shit out of him. Anyway. Okay. I'm just gonna do some shameless plugging. I am gonna really just do some shameless plugging. Saying about the Capital Homos. The Capital Gay Show's website. See, my head is fucked! I've also redone mine, and I've added in a new section for you all to have a look at. And so, I've pretty much answered my own question from a couple of podcasts ago about saying whether or not this website was going to stay. It probably will now. And the design of the site has changed. It's a lot more, I think, what I tried to do was I tried to compact it a lot more. I didn't think it should be as widely dispersed. You know, it had too much going on, and I should be trying to get guys to focus on what's actually there and not the joyous colors of the site. So it's become sort of black, morbid sort of thing. And there's a new site in there about reviews, which will be, it will get updated eventually. I am in the process of writing a review on a couple of things, either about places, people, events, that sort of thing, and even podcasts. The one thing I am doing, especially when it concerns podcasts, and the Capital Homo himself will agree with me on this. Well, he better agree, because that's what happened. Before I will publish any review, I will let the podcaster themselves read it. And I will let them, if they have any questions about my review, I will let them give me them, and I will answer them to the best of my abilities. At the moment, as I say, the only person I've spoken to about any review has been the Capital Homo himself, Drew has agreed that I can put that up there, and as I put on the page as well, is that the statements that are made about the podcast are my statements, you know, they're my opinion, no one else's, unless I say that, because I did put on under the reviews link itself, I do say that if you want to do any reviews that you want to put up on the site, not a problem, just write the review, send me it in, I'll get in touch with whatever it is, you know, if it's about a podcast, about a place or whatever, if I've got to get in touch with somebody, that's fine, and I will mark down that it's from you. So make sure it is a valid email address and things like that, and I'll need at least a first name sort of thing. Okay, moving on swiftly, I know it's like 10 minutes and I have paused twice, so... sorry, that's the AIM messenger that you can hear in the background there. You can I meant to say that and I know the site, I've updated it, but I've forgot to put something in properly, and it'll probably be up there properly by the time this goes in. Under the MS, it says you can where I put, you can also instant message me using different programs. For the fact that I also can't spell a proper sentence together, that's not a problem. But under the MSN, you can include my own website's email address, which is me@queerlad.co.uk. That will be added in there as well, and if I forget anything or anything like that, please feel free to tell me. And I had a friend of mine today actually comment on, at the bottom of the contact page, I have put a little saying that I used at a club once that suddenly became the club's motto for the night. And it was, keep gaying the world up. I can't remember why I said it. It became like so spectacular that night to say, keep gaying the world up. Or I think the other thing somebody was shouting at a lot was gaying the world forward. Which I quite categorically remember getting it from Will and Grace. So anyway, I am bouncing off the walls, I am not kidding. I think it's also as well because I've had today I've actually eaten like proper meals sort of thing, so excuse me. I get the same bad wind problem that the Capital Homo does. This is quite rude, isn't it? So yeah, as I was saying about the Q-Potter website, anyway, as you can hear, I am bouncing again from subject to subject. I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing. The Q-Potter website, tonight we had a nice chat. I know that we spoke to Zilla. We spoke to... Who else did we speak to? We spoke to Zilla. We spoke to Twinkle Boy. He was in tonight. So was Sparkle Boy. And Straight Boy took quite a beating tonight and was a bit peeved at us, so I'm not sure if he's peeved at me or whatever, so I'm sure he'll get in touch let us know if we offended him in any way. I'm sure he will, and I apologize if I did. I didn't mean to. We've had a response from Wanda as well, with regards to my instant message about the Eat This Hot show. If you guys remember, I don't know if I did say or not, but about how the other day when I was ill, I had listened to the episode of Eat This Hot Show. In fact, I don't think I would have said, actually. And it really cheered me up because I'd been ill, my chest was sore and everything. So I got a response from Wanda, which I'm going to read, just purely because it's a response from Wanda. There you go. My darling queer lad. Now, I've never been called that before, so Wanda, dear, if you want to call me that again, go for it. Thank you very much for your deliciously kind words. I'll pass along all your props to the other gals. Thanks for listening and keep in touch. Don't worry, this bitch is keeping in touch with everybody. sometimes this bitch doesn't know when to go away. Usually when I knock myself out, like, from all the coffee. So... Oh God, but no, I'm in a bit of hysterics tonight because, what's happened today? What has happened in the world of the queer lad and everybody else today? Well, one second, I am... Okay, well, today I was speaking to a friend of mine whose boyfriend is not too chuffed with him. I'm not going to go into too much specifics about that because that's their problem and it's not for me to comment on anybody else's problems like that. excuse me, I've got really bad wind. I can't remember who it was that said this on a podcast, but I completely agree that whenever we go to do these podcasts, we all end up with either wind or we start stammering when we don't usually, and lots of other things. And it's like, this gets really bad. It's unbelievable. So anyway, and yeah, I do them. By the way, if you hear me saying anything like any heisy hoosin type thing, I've picked this up from the Capital Homo. I've spent the best part of the day, because he released it, well, I spent the best part of yesterday afternoon, that's the 19th of November, listening to his new show, episode 25, in which he has reached the right old episode time of... The right old... the right old show age of 25. So he's reached like a quarter of the 100 set. So, well done to him. Oh my god, my head's fucked. This is stupid. Why am I even recording and annoying everybody? Oh my god. So yeah. So say, go and visit his site, come visit mine, as well as go and visit Wanda's at luckybitchradio.com and everybody else who does this, eat this hot show. Also, if you are one of the people that got affected by the PureCast Media fuck up, it is a fuck up, because it's like that they, oh, I can guarantee they knew. If you need a stopover gap, you know, like, or if you want somebody to help you, like, post a show just quickly so that you can get the listeners and tell them what's happening, there's me, there's a lot of other people as well that are quite happy even to let you post a show on their members. But in my case, I have very limited account space, so I'd have to check the size of the show and everything that you want to put on. But there are a lot of other people on the Cubotter website that'll try and help as much as we can do. As I say, if my hosting company, just for you guys, if you want to open an account with them, just either as an intern cap or whatever, is podomatic.com, podomatic.com. As I say, the account space is limited, but it does have a lot of neat features, like you can record comments online, you don't need to go away and phone either a listener line or record them and then send them in an email or anything like that. There's a lot of other features on there. sorry, guys, whatever I've drank today seems to be coming right back on my throat. So, excuse me if at some point I sound like I'm about to cough up a huge hairball. Or something. Yesterday somebody messaged me off of another website and asked, and we got chatting about nicknames. Now this was something I asked the Capital Homo, and I'm just gonna. I've just asked him if he can say his nickname. Because it's personal, you know, some people don't like that. And I personally had... I had a couple. I had the ice bit... The ice witch from the north. I had, you know, anything that was to do with evil. Just to explain, it's just to explain the reasoning behind somebody calling me that was because I had split up with a guy, and it was over the fact that he got too upset with how close I got with a friend of mine. And the problem was like, we were trying to tell him that, trying to get him to see that by the end of it, friends are practically always there forever, but relationships, love lives, usually come and go. People go in and out of them all the time. And he didn't like that. And basically what happened was he worked in a bar, and I was extremely good friends with his boss. And because of the way he did it, he had a massive go at me and stuff. I went into the bar one night, I sang my little heart out, and then, you know, I just did like any karaoke little song we could find. And then we decided, like me and a friend of mine, well, she was going to dance, I sang. And we then decided that this was going to be our opportunity to rip the other crap out of him. And we essentially just, showed the whole entire bar and everybody that was in it what had happened. So it was like halfway through the song, we just stopped and we pointed him out, we fingered him, and like we practically started falling around the room, and his boss just went berserk. You know, it was like, first of all, she was pissed off at the fact that we'd come in that night to do it, but she also got pissed off about the fact of what he did. So that was why I ended up getting called like the Ice Witch of the North. I got called Frosty, various ones from movies as well that people had remembered and decided to call me that night. I was Frosty the Snow Bitch, Heartless, Cold-Blooded, Evil, Vindictive, Piece of Trash. But I did have some nice nicknames, and nicknames I always think are a good way for people to get to know each other. And that's why I like to share mine, because, you know, if it helps people relax around me, or if it helps them see, if it's a tense situation and it helps them laugh to sort of relieve some pressure, then I'll tell everybody what my nicknames were. I was a little fairy. I was Little Fairy at first for a while. But a name that majorly stuck to the queer lad's back was Tinkerbell. And this was because I was apparently quite outrageous at parties when I went out. I ended up coming with a group of friends, at least at that point. We became like practically, for some people's house parties, the life and soul of the party. Running from room to room, dragging people out that were having sex and pointing out to everybody that that's what they were doing. And so, it's like, by the way, I've had a response from the Capital Homo himself, and he says that we can. He says, yeah, laugh out loud. He's like, yeah, sure, why not? He says that, I remember him saying today that this was the only real nickname he's ever had, and it was Drooby. Now, I'm not sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because, you know, if you go through a lot, you go through different schools, you go through different jobs and stuff like that, so surely you're going to get called more than one name. But I remember the comical thing about mine was from where I used to work. I mean, I used to work in a supermarket, and Halloween was great because it was, the company let its hair down a little, and it was like across our public address system, we were allowed, obviously you weren't allowed to swear, but the rules were laid off a little bit. So it was like, instead of people's names, you could shout out nicknames if we had any. You know, they had to be clean and things like that, but that was obvious. And it was quite funny when I got shouted one day at Halloween, and these people were expecting, you know, either this big burly looking dyke sort of person walking down, and they got me. If anybody wants to, I just find it quite funny. And as you can see, as you can hear, I can hardly string a full sentence together. So I'm gonna cut this one short just because I wanted you guys to hear tonight how erratic my mind is. I wanted to get, and I wanted to be able to understand why I'm such an asshole at times. And why I'm so hyper now. And so happy, because I have had so much caffeine now flowing through my veins that I could probably go to Colombia and start pissing this stuff out. So yeah, go and visit the Capital Homeless website, which is www.capitalgayshow.com. Go and visit podomatic.com. That's my hosting company site. If you need to use them for stopover gap or whatever, that's podomatic.com. The accounts are limited space, but you know, isn't everything these days? At least it's free. For the Queercast community, that's qpod.org. You know, where we come together in times of crisis like this. And I think that's probably about it. Don't forget that you can get in touch in various ways. You can go to my own website, www.queerlad.co.uk, and you can get in touch through there. There are plenty of email addresses. There is plenty of ways to instant message me on different programs. You can go to my hosting company, my podcast hosting company's site, and you can record an audio comment online by clicking the click here to record comments online in the top right hand of the screen in the contact info box. Or if you live in the States, you can call my audio listener line, which is 206-888-4132. Now remember, I haven't personalized this, so it's probably like some strange woman's voice saying, "You've got through to the voicemail of blah 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 blah." So there's plenty of ways to email me, plenty of ways to get in touch. Don't be shy, don't be a stranger. From one, it's like, come on, enjoy, keep gaining the world up, take this forward. I will speak to you guys later, and enjoy your lovely evening. Goodbye.